I'm speaking here with Matt Chase. And Matt, tell me what you do for the company, for Come and Go.
I'm in the gasoline department, do all kinds of stuff with behind the scenes with gasoline and especially E85.
Well, we've got a pump promotion that's taking place here in advance of the Iowa Corn Indy 250. Tell me how you're involved with this promotion and what do you hope to accomplish here today?
We've had a partnership with Iowa Corn for probably close to 5 years now. This is our fifth year with it. And whenever we open a E85 station, we have a grand opening, and this is our grand opening for this, and it was perfect tie-in with the Iowa Corn 250.
So we're actually, this is a grand opening for this particular location for
E85. For E85, yeah. Correct.
Well, how has that relationship gone from your perspective?
It's gone really well. I think both parties have been pretty satisfied with how the partnerships has worked.
What do you... Can you tell me anything about the kind of feedback you get from your customers here, especially in Iowa, in terms of your support for providing this American-produced renewable fuel?
We get a lot of support. That a lot of people are really happy that it is American-produced, especially Iowa-produced with the corn and stuff. And a lot of people are wishing that they had flex fuel vehicles so that they could utilize this even more.
Well, we'll just make this an encouragement for the automobile manufacturers to step up, and I know some of them are doing that. So, well, thank you very much, Matt Chase. We're here at a pump promotion at Come and Go with the company and also a whole bunch of people coming out to put some reduced cost fuel in their cars. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.